Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
In a moment, Hot Wings will answer the question that we posed part of. What does it mean if your girl is obsessed with blank? Blank.
Okay. All right.
I feel like you're the most qualified to answer this.
All right. Yeah, I mean.
Kelly, you and I expressed a desire to have 2 different color eyes.
Yes.
And listeners have responded with things about lots of photos of pets with 2 color eyes and humans. And then this text, which I don't know if it's true or not, but here we go. From Lansing, my sister has 2 different colored eyes. The main reason this is caused is because of incest in the family.
That's got to be another one of those jokes you said your whole life or something to your sister.
Seems like it. Yeah, I don't know if it's true. She has a different dad than I do, so I pick on her. Now that I'm older and less of a jerk, it's very pretty on her. Okay, well, now we know.
They always just look like superheroes to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. The moment you have 2 different color eyes, I'm like, you look like you're powerful. Like that.
I mean, you have the power of 2 family members compelling you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true for the record.
Yeah. I think that person thinks that having a different dad is what incest means.
Yeah. The incest was only there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot Wings, what does it mean if your girl is obsessed with erotica books? That's the one you've been waiting to tell us.
Oh. Well, I mean, if your girl is obsessed with erotica books, it means that you are not satisfying her enough or being nearly adventurous enough in the bedroom because she is having fantasies inside those books.
Maitland, you non-verbally, you were attesting to what Hot Wings was preaching.
Mm-hmm.
That's spot on?
Yeah. I feel like there's all kinds of, for whatever reason, on my TikTok algorithm, it shows me previews of smut books. And that you can purchase on Amazon, Kindle, and all that. And some of them get pretty steamy. And all the ladies in the comments are always like, I wish my husband would do that. I wish my man would do that.
Really?
Yeah.
So if your wife, girlfriend read 50 Shades of Grey, should you be concerned?
That one.
Or should you maybe think about upping your game?
That one's an exception.
Yeah, I don't think you should be concerned, but I think that if your partner likes to read smut, you should ask, well, what about it do you love the most? That's realistic for us to try.
That's more what I meant, not concerned like they're going to ditch you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense to me, because there's going to be some stuff in there that would be like way too adventurous for both of you, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But it still might trigger some stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe try a couple of little things out that you might like, you know?
I'm having some memories right now, and it's causing me some dissonance, because my mom would, when a lot of us would watch sports or whatever on TV, she would go into a different room and she would read. And when those books would fall off the couch, or when I'd go in there, I would see those books, and they always had men wearing like drapes falling off with their muscly chests, and women with their straps falling down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where Fabio got his start, was being a book cover model.
Pretty sure that...
Yeah, so your mom was into the Harlequin romances, right? Those were the popular series back then.
So that means old Dick wasn't doing the job, apparently.
Yeah, he was acting like his name.
Or they were researching.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe. They had a whole lot more fun after she started reading those books.
How many clamps do you think have been on your mom's nipples?
What is your question again?
Nothing.
These books are called Bodice Rippers.
Bodice? Oh, that's like a fancy name for like a bra.
I remember one of my like professors in college talking about bodice rippers, but it's when stories about passive women having titillating sexual experiences for people to giggle at.
What is the term?
Bodice rippers. BODICE.
I have never heard.
Where the strong, powerful man steps up and is like, hey, baby.
Yeah,
let's get it on.
Yeah, can I ask a question to the women in this room?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, if you had a guy that, like in one of those moments, like, truly, like, just ripped your blouse off, would it make you, like, would it be hot, or would you be sad that the buttons were wrecked and he just wrecked your shirt?
Be really sad.
It'll really depend on the shirt, for okay. sure.
Yeah.
Right. I just got a new shirt. That's the softest thing I've ever felt. If my husband ripped that off of me, I'm sure we'd have a great time, but then I'd have to immediately go to my sewing machine as I'm dripping and think to myself, I got to fix these buttons.
Okay, all right.
But you have that skill now.
That's the ADHD now. Talking.
Yeah,
okay. You're not going to enjoy the rest of the time because you're just going to be like, man, I really got to fix that shirt. Okay.
So if it's in your mind as a guy, maybe have your like girlfriend or wife put on your shirt.
Yeah,
like,
here, well, you don't care.
Here,
about.
Why are you putting this shirt on? No good reason. Just put it on.
I know what you
Because I'm feeling strong today.
I bought Kayla a warm-up set from each of the 29 NBA teams so that she can just, when I'm ready, I can just walk up behind her and go.
Yeah. I was going to say,
tear
Kelly,
away.
You,
tear away,
yeah. you're learning how to sew. You could just take your blouse and just sew some Velcro into it. So it's just tear away
and
or buttons or something.
Everybody loves Velcro.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the sexiest of the noises.
Yes, I like that idea.
Maitland, would you rather get paid $1 million a year but work ridiculous hours or get $100,000 a year for doing nothing?
Ooh, $100,000 for nothing.
Yes.
Yes.
Because then you could do other things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to work, you could.
Yeah.
No, who would pick the other one? No one, right?
I don't
think so.
I don't think so, no. Certainly not once you get to a certain point. Ask me that when I was 23 and had nothing. Maybe. But now, free money.
This is a very weird question. Again, this is Answer the Internet. I'm flipping through the cards. Kelly.
Yes.
I know what you're going to pick. I think we'd all pick this. I'm not sure why they picked this city. Would you rather drink exclusively hot drinks the rest of your life? Anytime you're thirsty, it's a hot drink.
Okay.
Or move to Boise, Idaho. Boise's a beautiful city.
I would move to Boise in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
are you
not
kidding
even
me?
Close.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's any hardship or Boise, I'm taking Boise
sounds
almost.
Great.
I mean, I love warm drinks, but a cold beer in Boise sounds all right.
Okay. Would you rather have hot drinks every meal the rest of your life or move to a mud hut in Guatemala?
I think I'm still choosing Guatemala. I think that'd be really cool.
It's closer, though.
Not really. I think if I have the opportunity to just go live somewhere else.
Man, a mud hut, though?
I think I'd do it. Hot drinks the rest of my life in the summertime by the pool sounds terrible. At least in my mud hut, I could have ice water. You know?
It kept... cold from your mudderator.
Yeah,
exactly. It'd still be better. It would be better.
I hate all hot drinks.
I think I'd go with warm drinks.
Yeah, like
and
warm
having
drinks.
A car and a house and air conditioning.
Okay, show of hands, and then I'll tell people how many people said yes.
Okay.
Would you have sex with someone who had no arms?
Yeah.
Oh.
Five yeses.
You said not to say it out loud, right?
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Everybody was a yes, so there's no mystery in that. A couple of you were like, yeah, screw it, whatever.
Yeah, screw it, whatever.
Yeah, yeah I mean.
Like, what,
why should I be ashamed of that? Why should I be ashamed of that?
Yeah, people who have no arms still have all the good stuff.
Yeah.
They still got all the big.
When was the last time?
I mean, as long as the face and the rest of the body was pretty good.
When was the last time you were like, look at the hot arms on that one?
No.
Okay, maybe for ladies.
I don't know. Actually, I've definitely noticed nice arms on a woman.
I don't even notice arms.
It's very sinewy.
Yeah. Like a good set of shoulders, man. Sexy.
Okay, I have the actual answer because I've done the math.
Yeah.
Steve, how long would it take you to eat a grocery store filled with food? Not the actual structure, but just the food.
Just all the edible stuff in there.
Yeah.
This is like one of those questions.
How many windows are there in Seattle?
Yeah, how many? Yeah, the impossible interview questions. Is this assuming that the food just doesn't go bad?
Yes.
Okay. 3 years?
Maitland?
I'm going to go 5 years.
Hawings?
A lot of effing food at the grocery store. I'm saying that's going to take me like 25 years.
Kelly?
To go through all the food in a grocery store. Yeah, I'd say a decade.
The answer is 13 years, 231 days, 6 hours, in 18 minutes.
That's very subjective based on the size of the grocery store. Mm-hmm.
And the size of my appetite.
Ridiculous.
Standardized grocery store. I mean, if they obviously, we were talking about standard size, like Olympic grocery stores.
Yeah, like a good full-size Kroger or something. There's a lot in there.
1-800-947-3979. Is there anyone in the room who doesn't wash their hands every time they go to the bathroom?
I don't. Not at home.
I'm sure not every time.
Is it all like a number one?
Yeah, if I number one at home and it's quick, I'm usually like, why?
It's quick and easy?
Yeah, I'm just going to pee real quick. And
even if your hands touch the seat?
If my hands touch the seat, I'm definitely going to wash my hands. But usually they don't have to. I just touch toilet paper and just squat down, squat up.
Steve?
Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure not every time. I would say I'm a good 95%. Yeah, there are definitely some.
Howings and Maitland, you're every time?
Yes, certainly every time with number two. I'm so grossed out sometimes when I'll be in this bathroom, like the community bathroom here, and somebody will come in and they leave, and you go, they just left. They just left.
You hear the toilet paper thing going, and then you hear them pull up their pants, and then.
Yes, you go, their feet were facing forward just like mine are right now, and they just left. That's a gross person. So I'm 100% if toilet paper is involved. I'm like 99.9% when I do the other as well, unless I'm outside, like working in the yard and I'm like behind my pole barn or whatever. And I'll go, I mean, I'm not going to like walk all the way back into the house, but I'm doing yard work anyway. It's not like I'm going to put my fingers in my mouth or shake someone's hand. So it's fine. You know what I mean?
You've never put your hand in your mouth when you were doing yard work?
Everyone does that. Conscious? Come on, man.
Like, I don't think you know how often you touch your face, right?
I'm very hyper aware of dirty hands on my face.
Remember during
COVID? I don't like it. I wash my hands a lot.
When we all had those little Nerf guns, and if we saw someone else touch their face, we got to shoot.
Oh, that didn't last long.
No. Yeah. Well, Kelly shot me in my open mouth, and I hadn't touched my face.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That was the big problem.
That was amazing. Yeah.
But we all got shot.
Yeah.
Every one of us at some point was like, bleh.
Yeah, that made me even more hyper aware of it when that all started happening. It was like,
That bullet went right down my throat and flew out my urethra, so it all worked out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.